give, they can do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Gordon to the left, Little and Best to the right. In the backfield, Bobby Rainey. Here's Hoyer out of the shotgun. Plenty of time, going long. Gordon's wide open. Caught it, 10, 5, touchdown. Welcome back, Josh Gordon.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hoyer's got it. Right corner of the end zone. Jordan Cameron's got it. Touchdown.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Nathan Zagora, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci here for another 2 hours of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's a victory Tuesday. I'm still sticking with that. They won Sunday. We can let this marinate for just a couple of days here, Vic. So we will do that. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Or you can tweet the show. At Browns underscore daily. Loaded show. Lots of guests for you today. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Solomon Wilcots will join us. He called the game for CBS last week, obviously. We'll also be here from Gerard Cherry in hour number two. And in also in hour number two, we'll go inside the locker room with Ataba Rubin, who will be interviewed by our own Jameer Howerton. So, Vic, now that we're, you know, another day removed from the victory, and, you know, maybe there's a little bit of a peek ahead to a big divisional matchup with the Cincinnati Bengals at home here in week number four. How are you feeling on this Tuesday?
I'm feeling great, and let me tell you about my day so far, this football day. I mean, every day pretty much in our lives is that, but mine was a little more special this morning. So
very cool. Saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, so I got a chance to head down to Canton this morning with the one and only Jim Brown. We headed out early this morning, around 8 o'clock or so. We drove down to Canton with a video crew from the Cleveland Browns, and the idea is to put together, and I think it's going to turn out really well, a video piece that is going to air probably in a couple of different places. I know locally, I mean, it's going to air on clevelandbrowns.com, but it's going to air, I think, on one of the local affiliates and then NFL Network as well, because they're doing the game, that Thursday night game next week,
sure.
Browns-Bills. And he, of course, Jim Brown, will be honored at that game. He'll finally get that circle recognition, the circle of fame that he's going to, a circle of honor that he's going to be a part of. And we're a Ring of Honor, excuse me. We're very excited about that, but the key was to walk around the hall, his house, and have him, you know, we looked at, like, his artifacts and the different things that are there, his photos everywhere, gigantic, you know, wall-sized photos of him and the great running backs through the years. And it was almost surreal. And the greatest thing was when we walked in there, and, of course, it's just a Tuesday, and you got people who are –